It's Friday, June 10th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. A youth pastor in Uganda died on May 26th from an axe blow to the head, sustained during an Islamic extremist attack on a church on May 20th, reports Christian News. Emmanuel Mugabe, with the Bukumero Miracle Center Church, sustained deep cuts on his leg and head and lost consciousness in the attack 75 miles northwest of Kampala. After the church organized an evangelistic event and distributed Bibles in the predominantly Muslim area last month, village resident Sheikh Musa Lawanga, on May 20th, helped lead a Muslim mob brandishing swords, axes, and sticks, who attacked the church building at 5 p.m. shouting, "Allah Akbar," which means "the moon god is greater." Exodus 20 verse 3 declares, "You shall have no other gods before me." Please pray that God would comfort Pastor Mugabe's family and the church. President Joe Biden's attempt to list his accomplishments on Wednesday's Jimmy Kimmel Live was so confused that the Republican National Committee decided to publicize a video of it on social media, reports CNSNews.com. RNC Research introduced the video clip on its Twitter page, saying, quote, "Biden says there's a lot of major things he's done. He just hasn't been able to communicate it in a way that is, He then starts rambling about reporters getting clicks on the nightly news, and they cut to commercial. Indeed, Biden began by unsuccessfully attempting to describe his inability to articulate his major accomplishments, but he then drifted off into a disjointed commentary about how the press has changed. After first attempting to patronize Biden's confusion, host Kimmel announced he was cutting to a commercial.
No question about it.
So there's a lot of major things we've done. But what we haven't done is we haven't been able to communicate it in a way that is, let me say another way.
Well, see, that's kind of perfect. Yeah, well, we haven't been able to communicate
but
it.
But look how the press has changed. Mm-hmm. Look how the press has changed.
It has changed. Oh, listen, I get it.
I know you overstand it. Yeah. You don't just understand it, you overstand it. But here's the deal. One of the things is that it's very difficult now to have a... even with notable exceptions, even the really good reporters, they have to get the number of clicks on nightly news. Mm-hmm. So instead of asking a question, anyway, it just everything gets sensationalized in ways that, but I'm convinced we can get through this. We have to get through it. And one of the things, look.
I'm going to take a break and then we'll talk a little bit more.
I don't blame you.
I'm sorry. We have some of those commercials.
More details now on the Tuesday morning firebombing of a pro-life pregnancy center in Buffalo, New York, by radical abortion terrorists. Compass Care, a Christ-centered group dedicated to erasing the need for abortion, said it sustained heavy damage to its building. The abortion terrorist group Jane's Revenge took credit for the attack, spray-painting their signature, quote, "Jane was here," end quote, on the side of the structure. The group's name is a reference to the Jane Collective, an underground group in Chicago that helped mothers obtain illegal abortions prior to the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. In a statement, Compass Care said, quote, "Ironically, New York's governor not only ignored the violence, but instead earmarked $35 million in taxpayer funds to increase security at abortion mills." Adding insult to injury, the New York legislature passed a bill investigating pro-life pregnancy centers precisely because they do not perform abortions, end quote. Compass Care CEO Jim Harden vowed to restore the building and continue to protect the preborn. He said, quote, "This is the pro-abortion Kristallnacht. Because of this act of violence, the needs of women facing unplanned pregnancies will go unmet and babies will die," end quote. Kristallnacht was the night of broken glass on November 9th, 1938, when Nazi leaders smashed the glass of the Jewish-owned businesses, synagogues, and homes throughout Germany. Since a leaked Supreme Court draft opinion became public, indicating that the court could overturn Roe v. Wade, numerous pro-life service centers have been the target of violence. Jane's Revenge issued a statement entitled, quote, night of rage, end quote, on May 30th, saying that the overturning of Roe, quote, is an event that should inspire rage, end quote. Their motto is this, quote, if abortion is not safe, you are not either. We are everywhere, end quote. Needless to say, abortion is not safe for the baby who is murdered, nor is it safe for the mother who suffers emotionally, spiritually, and even physically. Ready for some good news? After Ava Guan, a waitress at Hoshun Chinese Restaurant in New Orleans, Louisiana, served her customer his food, she was stunned by his generous tip, reports FaithWire.com. On a $63 lunch, he left her a $777 tip.
So I think this God gave me the gift.
Amazingly, she does not plan on using the money to pay her own bills. Instead, she knew it was an answer to her prayer. Last Saturday morning, right before her shift, Guan went to Oliver Church, her small house of worship, to pray. She knew that they needed a new air conditioning unit and some repairs. Guan had already generously given $300, but it was not enough. So she prayed, asking God to send help.
I need to trade the new AC. You know, this summer is very, very hot.
When the waitress saw the $777 tip on the receipt, she knew that God had heard her prayer.
This is not my money.
The devout Christian gleaned a powerful lesson from her answered prayer.
I think that God listened and will help you.
1 Peter 3, verse 12 says, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. The emails about our little newscast keep coming in to adam@theworldview.com. Sue Zitzman in Hebron, Kentucky wrote, quote, I love The Worldview because of the relevant scripture that you cite. It's hard to listen to the news these days since most of it is quite disappointing. It's now the only news that I listen to, end quote. And Elizabeth Ruck, age 22 in Hillsdale, Michigan, wrote, quote, I love the Worldview newscast because it keeps me updated on the news that matters. I can rest safe knowing it's coming from a worldview that's Christ-honoring. Plus, it's a way my dad and I have been able to connect and talk about important issues with a biblical perspective. Thank you for what you do, end quote. And finally, toward our goal of raising $19,000 by 12 midnight tonight to stay on the air, Worldview listeners have already contributed $4,135 this week. Our thanks to Petronella in Sexsmith, Alberta, Canada, who gave $20, as well as Alexis in Staten, Oregon, Jeffrey in Forest Hill, Maryland, and an anonymous donor in Concord, North Carolina, each of whom gave $25. We're grateful to Brooke in Macomb Township, Michigan, and Margo in Clifton, Colorado, both of whom gave $50, as well as Katrina in Westville, Pennsylvania, Todd in Poughkeepsie, New York, and Deborah in Sterling, Colorado, each of whom gave $100. Special thanks to Joanne in Vastra, Sweden, who gave $200, Linda in Wesley Chapel, Florida, who gave $250, Sarah in Lomax, Illinois, who gave $300, as well as Benjamin in Dune, Iowa, Lou in Owens Crossroads, Alabama, and Tom and Jenny in Palmdale, California, each of whom pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300 each. And we praise God for Barbara in Mesa, Arizona, who pledged $50 per month for 12 months for a gift of $600, David in Franklin, Tennessee, who gave $1,000, and Sally in Lake Winnebago, Missouri, who pledged $100 per month for 12 months for a gift of $1,200. Those 18 new gifts total $4,945. Ready for our grand total? Drum roll, please. $9,080. That means we are $9,920 short of hitting our $19,000 goal by 12 midnight tonight. We still need to find 4 Worldview listeners to pledge $100 per month for 12 months, 4 people to pledge $50 per month for 12 months, and 8 listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months. Just go to theworldview.com, click on Give, select the dollar amount, and then click on the Recurring tab button. Please make your donation by 12 midnight tonight. Thank you for prayerfully helping to provide the funding to keep this newscast on the air. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, June 10th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.